Hello, everyone. This is Miss Krista, and you have found Kinks and Drinks. What do you have? Tonight's special is How to Spot a Fake Dom. You can find us live every Saturday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, on the Discord Enchantrix Empire radio channel. But you must be 21 or older to partake. You can listen to the replay every Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. I have a special guest tonight, Miss Michelle, Goddess Michelle, our very own Mistress of the Month, is blessing our show tonight.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to jump into this topic. It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's start off by going through and welcoming everybody. Hello, Bucky M. Hello, Demi Owns Me. Callie the Sweet Girl. Maudie Maud. Patty. And of course, Goddess Michelle. Oh, and Addie just popped in too. Hi, Addie.
Hey there.
So, tonight we are going to be spotting the fake Dom or Dom, depending on which way you want to go with it. Hopefully, you're wanting the ones that are a little bit softer, a little bit prettier. But if you choose to have a master type Dom, I'm going to teach you how to make sure that he is real too. And, well, might as well go ahead and start off by, Miss Michelle, why don't you introduce yourself and tell everybody how to find you?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Patty, for sharing those in the chat. Patty shared some of the ways that you can find me. The main way is you can find me on my website, themasterdatrix.com. I try to update my blog at least twice a month, so keep an eye out over there. You can also find me on, I'm the social media diva for Femdom Fridays, so I am all over the socials all the time. Tuesday through Sunday, it seems. But you can find me over on X at THEE, the Divine Me. You can also find me on Blue Sky at themasterbatrix.bluesky.social. If you are a part of our internal social media network here at Enchantrix Empire, you can find me over there at Michelle C. I'm trying to think of where else. Also, I'm like, Miss Krista so kindly announced, I am your Mistress of the Month for Masturbation May. So, check me out. Shoot me an email at michelle@enchantrixempire.com or hit me up here on Discord at LDW Michelle. I would love to chit-chat with any of you.
Very nice. Very, very, very nice. So, how about a little bit of starting this party off with a party favor?
Ooh. Love party favors. Wow.
I like party favors too. Now, this is kind of me and Mott have a little bit in common when it comes to things like this. We are both huge Cherry Coke fans. That is my soda of choice. And it seems to be his too, which is kind of cute. I like that. Well, this drink is a cherry soda on like Uber go get 'em. It is an ounce and a half of Midnight Moon 80 proof moonshine, an ounce and a half of Bullet Mesquite smoked malt bourbon. You top that with cherry coke, garnish it with two or three Midnight Moon moonshine cherries. These cherries are infused cherries. Oh, God damn, they're good. Oh, fuck, they're good. I ate a few of them just out of the jar. Holy shit, they were good. But anyway, and what you do is you just pour the moonshine and the bullet bourbon in, and you top it off with the cherry coke, and you gently stir just to get everything chilled and mixed. If you stir too much, you kill the soda. So that's why you gently stir. And then you drop two or three of those moonshine cherries in there, makes it look pretty. And then you just have at it. It is delicious. I've got a couple of them sitting here with me tonight. And I do plan on drinking them. And this drink does go into, they call them a Coca-Cola glass. And it's shaped like the old Coca-Cola glasses that you would find in the diners of the back in the day.
Those kind of curvy glasses?
Yeah, well, it's kind of fluted towards the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
There's a picture of it. The picture of the glass of the drink is the picture of the kind of glass you want to use.
Oh, I love
that. Nice. Coke, use those kind of glasses. They recommend a highball glass, but if you're using a Coca-Cola type soda, I recommend those kind of glasses better.
So nice. And they look so good chilled too, when they like get all that iciness on the outside. Yes. Oof.
Oh, yes. Oh, and I do that too. I'll put mine in the freezer and kind of frost them.
Oh,
nothing like a frosty glass. Love it. Hi, John123. Welcome. Did anybody else sneak in that I... Jeannie! Hi, sweetie. Welcome.
Hi there, Jeannie. Nice to have you.
Yes. So, I am Miss Krista, and I am all over the place as well. I am out of the ex-jail. So
yes.
So that's kind of nice. I've been kind of taking it easy over there, just kind of testing the waters, making sure that I don't go back in for a parole violation or anything.
Keeping that smart mouth of yours in check.
I don't even think it was my smart mouth that did it.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
And I'm going to share this with everybody because it is good information.
Mm-hmm.
My Kings and Drinks graphics, I was using the same background and changing everything every week. Well, their bot is not smart enough to read the text on a graphic. So what they did is they seen the same graphic and thought I was just posting the same thing over and over and over and over. And they consider that, I can't remember the exact wording for it, some kind of over, they had a name for it.
They were saying manipulation, right?
Or something. It was graphic pasta or something like that, posting pasta.
Copy pasta.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, copy pasta. And so that's why they suspended my account, I think. So that you will, it actually is a benefit for everybody because what it did is it forced me to go get a bunch more different backgrounds. And if you notice, the drink background is different than the ones that I've been using. It still has a nice little bar scene to it, but it is, all my backgrounds are now a little bit different. But anyway, I am pretty, I've already posted that, duh. So, but anyway,
those moonshine cherries are getting you, aren't they?
I tell you what, they are good. So, let's go ahead and dive on in.
Ooh,
does
yes.
everybody know what a fake dom is? What a fraudulent dom is? Do you have any idea what I'm talking about when I say that?
I've met a few.
Oh, I have met more than my share. Being in this lifestyle, you run across more than you would want to admit.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go ahead and give you a quick synopsis. A fake or fraudulent dom is somebody that thinks that they are a dominant, that they are a mistress or a mistress, and they do not have a fucking clue how to be a professional or even just a functioning dom. And I'm going to give you some ways to spot these frauds, these, as Five Finger Death Punch says, these fake-ass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Because that's... Yeah.
Get them.
That's right. We don't like fake ass motherfuckers, do we, Miss Michelle?
Hell no. The more genuine you are, the better these experiences, right?
Well, God. Not only that, but you know what really makes me mad about it is it brings into question everybody's capability of being a proper dom.
Yes. And it casts aspersions on the whole community. Hate it.
It does. But I'm also tonight, there is also a thing called a fake ass sub. And we're going to address that too later on. We just had a little thing about brats last night.
Yep.
I'm gonna throw this out there because I don't want anybody having false illusions about me. Mm-hmm. I can take the brat dynamic either way. I can take it or leave it. It's not one of my favorites. I am bratty enough for everybody.
You're like, there can be only one brat here at a time.
Well, and it's just, you know, I don't mind, but it's got to be laid out up front.
Yeah.
It really does. There was some, if you didn't listen to last night's show, you need to.
Yeah.
Miss Harper and Miss Rachel nailed it. They said really everything that they, I didn't have a whole lot to say last night's show because it was already said.
Exactly.
I would have just been spewing out the same thing they were saying. So mm-hmm. I didn't really participate a whole lot in that. I did a lot of funny gifts. That was my thing last night.
I took a lot of notes because like the brat dynamic I'm used to because whenever I'm submissive, you know, whenever I switch, that's kind of a thing that I do is be a bit bratty.
Oh, yeah, myself. I'm real bad about that.
Yeah. So I was like, well, let's get into it. And also, you know, I'm experiencing a little bit of a brat right now who's in denial.
I have seen a little bit about that.
Yeah.
I might know who you're talking about. I might just know.
Mm-hmm. I think multiple of us mistresses and maybe a couple of the subs know who we're talking about.
Maybe.
But they're a lot of fun. I just want to help them come to terms with who they are.
I know. They just, and see, denial is not just a river in Egypt.
No, it's some people's personalities. I'm just kidding. Yes.
Yeah, that the denial flows everywhere.
Mm-hmm. A girl is raining denial.
Oh, boy. So, a fake dom. This is basically my definition of what it is. It is somebody that wants to be in control, but has no idea of what a sub-dom dynamic truly is. And I'm just going to go ahead and throw out the most easy, clear way to know right out. This is the number one red flag. If this ever happens to you, tell them, nice to meet you. Now go fuck yourself. Is if they have to holler at you, if they have to scream and yell, they have no control. They are trying to assert control because they don't know how to do it any other way, and they're not smart enough to be a true dom. Number one red flag right there. How about you, bestie? Do you have a good number one red flag?
My red flag is whenever they ask for, whenever they request for you to, do things, like, there's a lack of negotiations before demands. It's like, you really shouldn't be demanding that somebody do something for you if you haven't negotiated that with the person. Like, that's a big thing for me. Consent is...
Oh, yes.
Sexy, and a big part of what we do, you know, with our doms with submissives involves creating that dynamic. And if you're just jumping in there and being like, you do what I say because I told you to, bitch, no, that's a huge red flag for me.
Yep, that's number
I
two
know
red
you're
flag
fake.
For me is do it because I said no.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's something that I want to tell all subbies, all of you. You are not powerless. You are not weak. Subs have a lot of strength. You cannot be a sub out of weakness. And mm-hmm. you never, ever start a sub-dom relationship without what Miss Michelle just said. Communication and setting ground rules and having a clear understanding of what the dynamic between the two of you is going to be.
Yes. If they're not trying to establish trust, get them out of there. Get out of there. Run. You're in danger, girl.
Now, you don't want to, you're just consent and communication. Exactly, Jeannie. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now.
Yes, yes.
And here's another one that is paramount for the relationship to work. Respect.
Oh, yes.
A real dom respects their partner or their sub in all aspects.
Yes.
From physical boundaries to emotional well-being. Anybody that has done a session with me, you know that I'm almost always available post-session for aftercare if you need it.
It is a must. Yes. Such a must.
On the other hand, a fake dom may disregard boundaries or attempt to manipulate their partner into situations they are not comfortable with.
Ooh, that M word. Ugh, manipulation.
Yes, ugh. And they will. Don't ever let a dom or a supposed so-called dom push you into things that you're not comfortable with unless you have said, I'm uncomfortable with this, but I want to explore how far my boundaries are. Then you have a safe word.
Yes. And anybody that tells you that you don't need a safe word or that you shouldn't have one like at the ready, that is a fake. Yes.
Yep. Always. Patty said, also, true story, I met someone online who was interested in doing a bit of dynamic, but had been a bit of time. I'm sorry, it keeps scrolling on me. A bit of time I joined EE, so I was more knowledgeable. And when I talked to this guy and mentioned the power the submissive has in the dynamic, he was genuinely confused. Like, legit told me, how is the one submitting the one who has the power?
Boy, I tell you
right
what.
There, that right there tells you, fake ass dom.
Yep. Fake AF. Dude, really? I feel like that's one of like the kind of pillars of BDSM, right? Is understanding like where the power lies and how you, that push and pull and what creates that. So that is interesting that this person called themselves a dom and didn't even understand that basic like core tenet. Wow. I'm glad you got out of there, Patty.
Yes, I am too. I don't know. I just don't understand how these people actually consider themselves doms. And, well, I do. I do. I know their mindset. And I'm going to explain it to you. They are power-hungry, narcissistic, beta bitches that want to be an alpha.
Yep.
I didn't stump anybody there, did I? Do I need to say that again?
For the people in the back, just in case.
They are narcissistic. Hell, I don't even remember how I said it now. Shit.
Those moonshine cherries strike again.
I think it's just the moonshine and the bourbon at this point. Basically, they're a narcissistic, control-hungry bitch that is a beta that wants to be an alpha. It's basically, that's in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Perpetrating a fraud.
Mm-hmm. The definition, girl. You defined it fully right there. That is exactly what they are. Fucking fraud. Fake motherfuckers.
Fake motherfuckers. Oh, yes. And I forgot about it. I was telling Michelle about this, but way back when, I saw a quote and I kept it. And it was basically, I'm going to summarize it because I don't remember it word for word. But it basically says that, and this is a sub saying this, I never submit out of weakness because a true sub cannot submit out of weakness. It takes extreme strength to submit fully and trust fully.
Yes. It's a form of intimacy, right? And like intimacy can be difficult. And you want to open up and give to somebody who lets you know that you're safe to do that. So it's absolutely, submission absolutely does not come from a place of weakness. It comes from a place of understanding yourself, recognizing that like the person that you're submitting to is worthy of that and wanting to meet them there. Yes, Demi owns me. Trust and vulnerability. Exactly.
Yes.
And vulnerability is tough. Oof.
Oh, it can be. Oh, it can be. Communication is key. Real doms are excellent communicators.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know. I am, and I know I piss some people off with this. I have a form, and I get mistress recommendations, which is a form, and it answers a lot of the same questions. But I almost always, with a new sub, I send them to my site and have them fill out a questionnaire. It's called Breaking the Ice with Miss Krista.
Ooh, I like that.
I want to know everything. I want to know as much about you as possible because then I can communicate intelligently with you and help you find your needs.
Yes.
Thank you, Mon. So getting as much information from you, and here's a problem with a lot of subs. They don't understand the dynamic of being a sub. They just say, you know what, I like the idea of somebody controlling me. So, you know, they go into it and they don't have any idea, so they do this one. And believe me, I have made this a point of something that is a very sore point for me many, 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 many times. Getting a call, hi, what kind of things are you into? Oh, whatever you want, mistress.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, your responsibility is as much as it is mine to communicate, to set a dynamic to where we know what we're doing.
Exactly. It's like, I don't want to find out that like you have like a boundary that like is like a massive no-no. And I end up pushing that because you told me I could do whatever. And then I end up like almost breaking you and you don't want to like call or do any of this ever again. You know, that's always my concern and why I'm just like, please, please, please have at least one or two things that you're like, this is absolutely not something I want to do. This is absolutely, you know, and this is the thing that I'm willing to be pushed on. Because that's the that's the thing that we don't want to do. I don't want to break anybody. I want to have you, I want walls that you've built around yourself to collapse so that you can be more open with me. But I don't want to like crush your spirit or break your psyche. That is like the last thing that I want to do.
Exactly.
I mean, unless, yeah.
Well, and I tell people this and it pisses them off too. And I really don't care if it pisses you off. You're probably not for me anyway.
Yeah.
I am not part of Miss Clea's psychic hotline. I cannot read your mind. As much as I would love to be able to do that,
wouldn't
I can't.
Wouldn't life be easier? Ooh.
It would. So I do need communication from your side of it too.
And like, we love like teaching and learning, right? Like, ooh,
oh, we
that's
do.
Like our jam.
We do. Real doms like, openly discuss desires, expectations, boundaries before any BDSM activity. Let me read that again. Desires, expectations, and boundaries. I always ask, what are your hard limits?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that's ever talked to me knows that is one of the very first questions I ask is, what are your hard limits? And whatever they are, they never get discussed again. I'm done. We're good with that. If you're not into if you're not into homosexual activity, great. If you're not into 6-inch butt plugs, wonderful. You don't want a fire extinguisher shoved up your woohoo? Great. I know that. We're good. But we need to know what your boundaries are.
Yes. It makes us more effective. It helps us create a scene, scenario, situation where like we get to flex our skills, but we also get to please you because that's kind of what it comes down to, right? Is that you want to create a wonderful experience for somebody. And we can't do that if you don't tell us, you know, how far we can go. And also, I don't want you crying at the end of a scene, you know, unless that's a release that you wanted.
Sometimes I do want them to cry.
Yeah, right? It's like, I want, there's a difference between like happy tears and like, oh my God, I need therapy forever tears, right?
Oh yeah. Yes. Oh God, I'm going to need years and years of therapy after talking to her.
You're just like curled up in the fetal position with that 1,000-yard stare. Like, I don't want that.
No. Sitting in the bottom of the shower, scrubbing yourself, rocking back and forth. No, we don't want that.
No.
Another thing that a real Dom will do is they will prioritize aftercare. I mentioned this earlier. Aftercare is a crucial part of any BDSM activity. A real Dom understands the importance of aftercare, ensuring their partner or sub feels safe, comfortable, mm-hmm. and cared for. Believe it or not, even some of us that can lean more towards some of the harsher things of BDSM, we do care.
Yes.
And we do care for you. And don't make the misconception that even a strict, harsh Dom does not care. All she's in it is for some kind of sick pleasure. That's not true. Not a real Dom, anyway. Go ahead, Michelle. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't mean to talk over you, but I was going to say that, you know, when you were talking about like those in like more intense kind of situations, more intense kinks and fetishes that sometimes we engage in, like a lot of those, especially if you're like doing things where like you're, you know, physically, you know, doing things to your body, you need that time afterwards to like kind of come back to yourself. And that moment to like let your nervous system come back down. Mm-hmm. And like good Doms know that. They know mm-hmm. that there's like a physiological response that you're having as we're doing what we do. And that it's very important that like you cool down afterwards. Yes. That was all I wanted to add to, because a good Dom knows that. They don't want you, you know, short circuiting after you leave, because that can happen sometimes, right? Because your body yes. carries a lot of that with you. And it would be the yes. worst thing if you left your session or your scene, you know, you're trying to go about your day and all of a sudden your body, you're just shaking uncontrollably or you start crying out of nowhere and you don't understand why that's happening.
Right.
It's
not just the physical stuff. There's sometimes that even some of these sessions can get very emotionally charged as well.
Yes. Psychologically. And a good Dom isn't afraid of those emotions, right?
No, like, we're not. And we want to help you come down. Basically, it's like you get on this big roller coaster ride and you get all this emotions and all these endorphins going. We want to help you get back to level when you're done.
Yeah.
And yes. like I said, it's very, very rare that I am not available for aftercare after a session. And most of the time, and I'm going to be, you know, I'm probably a little bit different than some of the mistresses, but most of the time you can hit me up on Discord and we can have a little friendly chat about it, make sure that everything is good and that you're feeling good about it.
Yeah, that's a big one with me too. Like, if that's something that you need, I always let most of the people that I interact with, I let them know, like, hey, if you need a couple of, you know, minutes afterwards, hit me up over on, let's meet over on Discord and have a little bit of a chat, because I know you need it. And we need it too, honestly, right?
We do. And because what it does is it makes us less anxious about your state of mind. Mm. It helps us understand that, okay, we had a really good session. It was a lot of fun, but I want to make sure that you're okay too before we move forward. And yes. so the aftercare is very important. And what I was getting ready to say is a real Dom will never leave their partner feeling neglected or uncared for, while a fake Dom might overlook aftercare, focusing only on their satisfaction.
Ew, yucky. Yeah. Yucky.
Yes.
It's a power exchange, right? And like, that's a part of it. That's such a part of it. You know, like everybody should be leaving that situation, you know, leaving a session feeling whole. I feel like, you know, you shouldn't be mm-hmm. leaving with like more questions than you had answered during the session.
I have to say, though, some sessions do leave you not feeling whole because that's the nature of the session.
You know, you're right about that. You're very like, correct.
Denial. Denials, ruined orgasm.
Yeah, you're supposed to feel frustrated. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are some times that that's not 100%. But anyway, I didn't want to throw that out there. Now, here's another one that I really, and I believe strongly on this one. Understanding of BDSM. A real dom deeply understands BDSM, its principles, practices, and safety measures.
Yes. We care about our safety.
BDSMs that abuse or use non-consensual activities.
Ooh, preach.
A fake dom may lack this understanding, leading to dangerous situations. And I have something to add to this. Mm-hmm. Basically, what this is saying is here is an example. If you're with a dom that their answer to everything is a spanking or some kind of corporal punishment, some kind of impact play, always, that's their answer. You know right away, run away, run away because they are fake. They don't know what they're doing.
Or they're like what you said, they're a narcissist who likes causing pain.
Well, and that's a fake dom.
They just want to abuse people. Yeah, right?
Yeah, a narcissist that's a fake dom. That's just a fake dom. Yep. So that is something that you need to look forward to. If they are constantly about abuse or pushing you into non-consensual things, saying that, oh, you're all right with that. Don't worry about it. Just do it because I told you to do it. But I'm not comfortable doing that. Do it anyway because I told you to. That's a fake dom. Move on. They are looking for punching bags. Exactly, Mont. Exactly.
Yes.
They're the insecure little weasel that has been bullied all their life and they're trying to get back.
Yeah. Right, like they're trying to get their power back. Get out
yeah,
of
they're
here.
Trying,
which
they're
is
trying
a really good
obtain,
point.
They're trying to obtain power.
Yes. Yes, which is kind of one of those things too, is that like you'll know that you're not dealing with a real dom because they're all about their own ego. They're all about feeding themselves. And it's like, no. Like there's an imbalance that's very clear with some of these folks, just like you're describing.
Yes. Yelling, constantly yelling at you, screaming at you, telling you that you're nothing but a worthless bag of shit. Those are not things that you should be encountering from your dom. Your dom is the person that should be in control. How can you be in control if you're yelling and constantly being abusive? That's
right,
not how
like
you
an outburst,
control.
Right?
Yes.
Like,
yeah. Well, outburst or just constantly having to scream at you. And I have been in situations to where I used to be a member of a fetish club, group, whatever you want to call it, down right outside of Orlando. And it had a little bit of everything. And one night I witnessed this dom just brutally yelling and screaming and belittling. And I watched it for a minute just to make sure it wasn't a dynamic that the sub wanted. And I could tell immediately that it wasn't. And I just walked up to her and said, you don't have to take that. He is not a real master. Mm-hmm. And just the look on her face was like she had been freed from years of imprisonment. And aww. he was extremely pissed, which made me even more happy.
Yeah, because fuck that guy. What an asshole to treat somebody that way. Ugh.
Yep. So there are there are situations to where a dom might raise their voice at you, and but it's usually part of the dynamic that you're playing at that point. It's never to gain control. Because if I have to raise my voice to gain control, I've lost control, which means I have no control.
Yeah, exactly. You never had it in the first place.
Exactly. Here is another one that I love. A real dom enjoys teaching, instructing, and sharing their knowledge.
Exactly.
They understand the importance of educating their partner or sub, mainly if they are new to BDSM. They'll guide you through the use of props, sex toys, safety precautions, and more. Whereas a fake dom, on the other hand, may expect you to know everything automatically and make you feel bad for not knowing.
Yeah, I'm with you there, because like the good doms are, they tell you from the beginning, or at least what I've experienced is they tell you from the beginning that they expect you to make mistakes. They expect you to fail at certain points, but they understand that like failure is kind of a part of the process, right? That's how we learn, is by messing up and making mistakes. But you know, mm-hmm. if it's a pattern of behavior, then that's what the dom is there for, is to try to help correct that pattern of behavior. But you know, just starting out, no, those are the doms that like I've found that I've enjoyed the most, and the ones that I try to model my domination style after, is of understanding, caring, and being open to like teaching, as well as being open to learn as well. Because that's what this is you're learning a person. And you can't learn if you're not capable. You show that you're good, that you're proficient at what you learned by being able to teach.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Patience and understanding. A real dom is patient and understanding. They give their partner time to learn, grow, and adjust to the relationship dynamic.
Yes.
It is a relationship. A fake dom might be impatient and expect immediate compliance, disregarding the time it takes to build trust.
There we go. That word again, trust.
And understanding.
Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering how you could, you know, because some of the scenes that we find ourselves in, you know, shit happens, you know, and you need to be able to kind of adjust. And if like you're impatient and you're expecting things to go perfect all the time, like you're just really setting up your submissive to feel unsafe.
Yeah. Patty has a really good point. Almost all, as if these traits are virtuous in any type of relationship, not just BDSM. It is. BDSM relationship, marriage, boyfriend, girlfriend, monogamous, polyamorous, all of those are relationships. Friendships are mm-hmm. relationships. And all of them are the same basic qualities that you need to follow to make that relationship either flourish or wither.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, Patty, it is. A BDSM relationship is no different than any other relationship. It takes trust, communication, growth, and above all, learning each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's any kind of relationship that you ever get into. Even if it's
that's just a
workplace relationship, you still have to respect and understand and trust the people that you work with. You don't have to like them, but you do have to communicate with them. And you do have to, you know, but so even just a workplace relationship is it's all, those virtues are all things that you need in a BDSM relationship as well.
So very true. This is, and it's all about like, and relationships are all about connecting, you know,
yes.
and finding, you know, deeper levels to connect with someone. And like, it doesn't necessarily have to be romantic. You know, just like BDM doesn't always have to be romantic. There can be an aspect of that to it. But so much of it is about being able to connect, and it's hard to connect with people whenever you don't trust them, or whenever you don't feel safe with them, or when you don't feel understood.
Mm-hmm. Or
so
when
you feel
like being pushed to a non-consensual activity that you don't want to do.
God, that is so upsetting. whenever you, when I've heard about that, people yes. being pushed that hard, oof. It's like you want to find that dom and smack them.
Yes, exactly. Which brings me to my next one. The value of consent. Consent is the backbone of any BDSM activity. A real dom understands and respects this. They always seek explicit consent before engaging in any scene or introducing new props, elements, or sex toys.
Mm-hmm.
A fake dom might blur the lines of consent, using coercion to get their partner into an activity that they have not agreed to.
Ooh.
That is manipulation, boys and girls.
It is. I mean, it's a fancier word for it.
That's all it is.
It sounds prettier.
Yeah. They made it sound a little bit prettier than what it is. And make no mistake about it, non-consent is not okay, ever.
No, because it's like a straight-up violation, right?
Yeah. And if you want to know more about non-consent and consent, Miss Harper did a show on this about 2 to 3 weeks ago. Go look it up and listen to it. It is very, very powerful. And she is very, what's the word I'm looking for? She's very animate about it. Horse school. Mm-hmm. Yes. It was on one of her horse school shows. I don't remember. It's been 2 or 3 weeks ago. But yes, go listen to it. If you want to know more about consent, that's where you go. Because she put a lot of thought into it. And like I said, she is very passionate about it.
Well, she should be.
We all should be.
We really should.
Consent is paramount to anything. And I mean everything. It revolves around a form of consent. There's not one aspect in your life that you do that you're not either against or for. It's one or the other. You know, you can be in the gray area, but, you know, but still, your consent is paramount.
Right. So. And even trying to negotiate those situations where, like, maybe you are kind of like skating on a line. You know what I mean? Like, where it's like you're getting to that point in like humiliation where it kind of turns into degradation, you know, and maybe mm-hmm. somebody wants to experiment and play with that. Knowing the having some guardrails in place helps with that so much. And can't do that if you don't discuss, like, I consent to you saying this. I consent to you doing this, but this please don't do. You need to talk about that, and you need to have those like consensual guardrails in place so that people don't get hurt, you know?
Yes. And going into that a little bit, the consent part and having the guardrails up and all that is very important, especially with somebody that has a humiliation definition like I do, and I always explain this. Mm-hmm. Humiliation to me is not name calling. You can be humiliated by being by being called different names. It can be humiliating. But to me, humiliation requires an act on your part. So I definitely need those guardrails, what you will and will not consent to, what you're not doing, what you do not want to do, because I don't ever want to push you into a thing that you're uncomfortable with unless you tell me to push those boundaries, and then I'll push them until you say your safe word.
Yes.
But humiliation to me is not me calling you a dick-sucking little faggot. That's just me calling you a name. Humiliation is when I send you to Walmart to buy a pair of panties and make sure that you ask the sales lady if she thinks these will fit you. That's humiliation.
Yeah. It's like there has to be some kind of like context, right? Like the words, sure, but they're just words, you know, until you understand the context behind those words and the experience that somebody had that makes that word or phrase so demeaning. Or so degrading or so humiliating.
Right. But just like I said, there is a difference to me from name calling mm-hmm. and humiliation. So I always make sure to make that the guardrails, as you call them, I like that, are in place.
Thank you.
Because I do not want to send somebody to Walmart to buy a pair of panties that is going to have a mental breakdown over it.
Right. Ooh.
You know, you have to consent to these things. Now, if you consent to doing it, oh God, I might even push you further next time and make you actually do a video with your phone so I can watch it.
Oh my God, filming themselves, getting the looks from the cashier, like, oh, what is this? I would love that video.
Price check on a pair of panties for aisle number 5, please.
Flip that camera around so we can see you blush, please.
Yeah. No, that to me is humiliation. So anyway, we kind of got off topic there a little bit. Maybe not.
Had a little fun.
a little bit. It's always fun. Here's another big one. This one is huge to me. And I've kind of touched on this earlier. BDSM is about mutual respect, trust, and pleasure. A real dom will never use BDSM as an excuse for abusive behavior.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. So many they abusers, know that, right?
Yes. They know that BDSM is not about causing harm, but about exploring different sensations and power dynamics. A fake dom, however, might use BDSM as a cover for abusive tendencies.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Have you seen some of those doms that have like a harem of women behind them? And like, you can just tell that like some of the people, some of those ladies are super uncomfortable. And he's just, you know,
I feel like they're in prison.
Proselytizing. Yeah. You can just see it. It's like that guy is hurting those ladies.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And like, there are some like femdoms that say they're femdoms, fake femdoms, that you'll see that too. They have all these, you know, submissives behind them, but the submissives just look absolutely crushed. And I'm like, that right there, I feel like that person has gathered all these people and convinced them that they're going to change their life or really rock their world. But really what they're doing is having a group of people that they can run through and just hurt. And not even like the fun sadist, right? The sadist that like literally just uses people like Kleenex and then goes to the next one.
An actual masochist.
Yeah.
A sociopathic masochist, usually.
Mm-hmm.
That's like kind of what that
tell.
Is.
You can just tell.
Yes.
You can just tell.
Patty made the comment, isn't that one of the things a cult leader does? Well,
that is such a good point. Yes.
It's all manipulation.
Yes.
It is twisting and distorting realities to make you believe that what they're trying to get you to do is for you, but you know better. But you're in a situation to where you feel like you're supposed to submit. But again, the submission is your power to do so or not to do so. You do not have to submit to anyone ever for any reason if you choose not to.
Right.
That is the power of being
anybody. Yeah. And anybody that tells you, that tries to kind of gloss over your discomfort and not really get to the heart of what it is that's got you feeling so discomfort about a demand or something that they're asking you to do, that person is a fake dom, and that person is more than likely an abuser, because they're not really trying to figure out why you feel like where that resistance is coming from. Like, an actual dom is going to try to get to the heart of that and help you work through it. You know, one of these egotistical, you know, cult leader-like doms who are masking their abusive tendencies with that is an abusive person who is just going to tell you, well, just suck it up.
Suck it
up,
buttercup.
Of course you're going to be uncomfortable. Get over it.
Yeah.
No. We need to talk about it.
You just let us into
that's where abuse thrives.
You just let us into our very next one as well, Michelle.
Oh, hell yeah, go timing.
Is not afraid to show emotions or vulnerability. They understand that BDSM relationships, like any other, involve a range of emotions. They are open about their feelings and encourage their partner to do the same. Whereas a fake dom might shun emotions, viewing them as a sign of weakness.
And that's abusive, right? To just neglect a person's feelings?
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Where's the empathy? You are
not property.
Yes.
You are not owned. You may, there is a there is terminology of being owned by somebody, but right down to it, you are not. You are owned through your consent, and mm-hmm. consent is not 100%. Here it is. It's forever and always. Consent can be taken back.
I'm so glad you said that. So glad you said that.
What I consent to today, I might not consent to tomorrow. Consent right? is not a blanket that covers all. Consent.
Yeah, it's not a blank check.
No. Consent can be revoked. And you have the right to revoke that consent, even in the middle of play.
Yes. Ooh, thank you for that good word, sis. Because that is so true. That's one of the red flags for me, is if the person is not accepting that someone has said no or said, I'm not cool with this, let's stop this here, and they still try to push you, get the fuck out. Run, baby. Put them shoes on, put those heels on, put those panties on, and hoof it, because that person is trying to hurt you.
Yes. Now, quickly, I want to run across a couple of signs of a fake sub. We've pretty much give you a roadmap how to find a fake dom. But here is things for self-reflection if it applies. I don't think anybody in here it's going to apply to. This is more for the audience that might download my show later for them to reflect. Signs of a fake sub. Disregard for limits or safe words. A real sub respects their own and others' boundaries. But a fake sub might claim that they have no limits. I've heard that many times, or refuses to use safe words, often seeking to impress or manipulate.
Ooh, there's that M word again.
Here is one that just gets Hadley's goat. Oh, I love this one. You know what it is? How's this?
Is it topping from the bottom?
You got it. Nailed it. Number one. Yes. Yep. A fake sub may attempt to control or direct the dom's actions, undermining the power exchange by constantly pushing for their own way rather than following the dynamic.
Yep.
Do not top from the bottom as a sub. Don't do it. Now.
Yes, and there's a difference between a power bottom and somebody who's trying to top from the bottom.
Yes, yes.
Huge difference.
Yes, and if you don't know what it is, go look it up. It's real easy to find. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I will look it up for you and put it in my links on my page. So. What topping from the what a power bottom is and the difference between the two. Another sign of a fake sub: disinterest in building trust. True submission takes time, and a genuine sub is invested in building trust and a rapport. A fake sub may be eager to dive into intense player scenes without that foundation, showing a lack of genuine submission. What that means is work the trust. Now you can go and have fun. Don't take that as I'm saying don't jump right into a session or anything. That's not true. But if you're going to do something extreme and you want something extreme, build that trust with your dom, with your fembo especially, because we really want that.
Yes.
And then last but not least is a fake sub takes no responsibility. Don't want to take ownership for anything in their role, refusing to participate or negotiate or self-care, relying solely on the dom to guide and care for everything. This goes into that, whatever the mistress wants.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Have an idea. Even if you don't know what that idea is, discuss it. And see if we can come up with something. But don't just come on there and say, I'll do whatever you tell me to do. Okay. Well, I want you to go do one-arm jumping jacks and stand in the corner with your nose pressed up against the wall for 17 hours. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Or go a little bit more extreme. Okay. Oh, it's whatever the mistress wants. Well, I want you to go down and find the first glory hole you can find and suck as many dicks as you can get in your mouth in one time. No, that's not realistic. That's not what everybody wants. Now, I might hit the jackpot on somebody, and they're like, "Oh my god, I just found the greatest dom ever!"
Expect a call, Krista.
It's not for everybody. And I don't want, and I am notoriously guilty of this. I will not put anybody in a box. Everybody gets their own individualized dynamic with me.
Yes.
I don't like say, well, oh, you're a cuck, so you get this. I want to know exactly what the cuck dynamic that you like is, and then we'll move from there, and I will cater to that. I do not like, I am not a cookie cutter mistress. Another reason that I consider myself a hybrid mistress is because I am not a cookie cutter mistress.
And that's why we love you, girl. It's because you're uniquely Krista. You are uniquely you.
Well, you are very unique as well, just so you know.
Thank you, bestie.
Very, very special qualities, Goddess Michelle.
Oh, girl, I just love you. I do. I love you so much.
So, hopefully, this has been an enlightening show and got you all the thinking and actually give you kind of a better roadmap. I am almost certain everybody here has a clear idea that their mistress or the mistress that they're interested in is not a fake because you're here. Yes. LDW, I don't know one lady here that would qualify as a fake, not one.
Exactly. So many these great
women
ladies here.
These women are professional doms, every one of them. And I respect each and every one of them. And every single one of them has a quality that another one may not. That is another thing. If you call more than one mistress, don't do this. Don't be this person. Well, Miss So-and-so has me do it this way. Well, if you want Miss So-and-so to have you do it that way, call her. Because Michelle may not do it that way. I may not do it that way. But be open. But if you want a certain dynamic, let me know what it is, and I'll see what I can do that is a Krista dynamic in that. But don't call me expecting me to be somebody that's not here anymore or that was not available when you tried to call, because I can't do that. I cannot be Miss Olivia. I cannot be Miss Erica. I can't be Miss Michelle. All I can be is Miss Krista.
Amen.
And that would be another sign of a fake dom. Somebody that thinks they can just morph into whoever you need them to be.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't do that. I am Krista, 100%. That's all I know. And I am not going to try to be somebody else. So that was my closing thought. Do you have any closing thoughts, Miss Michelle?
Honestly, I just want to encourage exploration. I want to encourage you all to be honest about the things that you want. And, you know, don't be afraid of, you know, of like meeting a dom or mistress or anyone, you know, any dominant person in these spaces. Don't be afraid of like you all not meshing and matching. It takes some time to find the one or the ones. You know, you got to kiss a few frogs to find your prince or princess. So take your time with it. You know, don't rush. And a good dom is not going to rush you. A good sub is not going to rush you. And it's worth the time to put that into it. Absolutely. And please call me this month. I would love to explore with you.
And do the work.
Yes.
And here's another thing don't do. Look at a picture and say, oh my God, that's the woman I want to dominate me. Because you look at the picture, but the picture is not the woman.
Right.
The personality, and I'm not saying that the pictures are fake. I'm saying that it's not the, there's more to a woman than a picture on a page. You need to know her. You need to get to know her personality because you may not click.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Remember that. And now, I do have a couple little of announcements. Strokeathon, May 23rd, 2026, 9 p.m. Eastern. You have until midnight, the 22nd, which is a FemDom Friday and is Miss Michelle's birthday. You better be at FemDom Friday on the 22nd or your ass is mine.
Yeah, thank you, bestie.
But you have until then to qualify. I am doing a special. Between now and the 23rd at noon. 20-minute Discord session. You buy a 20-minute Discord session, and I will throw in 10 minutes free and give you a naughty picture to think about and use and have fun with.
Ooh, and those pictures are hot.
And just so everybody knows, you do not have to be in the Stroke-a-thon to use this special. You just have to let me know that the special is that what you're doing when you start the call. And you don't have to do anything special with this dispatch. You just call or go online and set up your 20 minutes. But you do have to tell me at the very beginning of the call that I'm using the Stroke-a-thon special, your stroke, Miss Krista's Stroke-a-thon special. Then one last thing, the 23rd, after the Stroke-a-thon, we are having a Kinks and Drinks after party for the Stroke-a-thon right here. I'm going to have a few prizes I'm going to give away, and it will start after the Stroke-a-thon, so don't be here right at 9, because I'm not going to be here right at 9, because the Stroke-a-thon is going to bleed over, so it may be 9:15, 9:20 before we actually get to start the after party, but it will be a full hour, and it'll just be after the Stroke-a-thon. And one last thing. Well, actually, two last things. Miss Michelle is Mistress of the Month. Give her some love. You get 5 free minutes. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
And thank you, bestie.
You bet. And then the last thing is, all May is to Mistress May. The first, up to the first 10 minutes, you can talk to any two mistresses you want for the price of one. Any calls over 10 minutes, you get $16 off the call for the two mistress calls. So see what you can find as far as multi-mistress hookups. You might find that to be pretty enjoyable, and this is a great month to explore that, especially if you're doing the little shorter calls, because there's no reason not to add a second mistress. Absolutely none. If you're going to do a 10-minute call, include a second mistress. There's no reason not to. Thank you, Miss Michelle. Great job.
Ooh, thank you. I love head pats.
Well, thank you for listening to Kinks and Drinks. You can find us live every Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on the Discord Enchantrix Radio channel. But you must be 21 or older to partake. Listen to the replay Sunday on your favorite podcast platform or on my site, phonesexfetishblog.com, under the Kinks and Drinks tab. You all have a wonderful week, and I can't wait to see you next week. Love y'all.